This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With pandemic throwing so many people out of work and home prices surging in spots, many have the impulse to try to get their real estate license. Thing is, there's not that much to sell, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The National Association of Realtors says its membership count actually exceeds the number of homes for sale at the moment. Jessica Louts is VP of Research there. She says, because of the way realtors traditionally get paid, it's tough for everyone, especially those new to the business.
The majority of members do work on a commission structure. So having that inventory is really key, and that is what's lacking in this environment right now.
There currently just aren't enough homes to meet demand, a little more than 1 million units across the country. She says that's down 30% from last year. So there are fewer transaction opportunities for agents on the buyer's and seller's side. But Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com, says when people scoop up a limited number of homes immediately, it's actually better than the alternative.
If you have a lot of inventory that's just sitting there and buyers aren't interested in buying it, that would not actually be a good thing for real estate agents.
She says when that happens, there are plenty of homes available, just limited demand. So real estate agents are left with a lot of inventory they can't sell. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.